Appreciate everything you've shared so far. I think that when I think about Unity, because we've been doing this for a while, I've been part of the EMF, and then we changed our name to CLN, and now we're just Pastors Fellowship, Prayer Pastors Fellowship. I've seen things, the Unity grow in Santa Cruz. I've seen it not grow. I would say, for the most part, pastors in this region have a good relationship with each other. They trust each other. They love each other. They're voting and rooting for each other. Mm-hmm. So I feel like in some ways we're pretty far along in an area of unity. I think that a lot of pastors also understand that they need the intercessors. They need the business marketplace leaders. They need the other nonprofit ministries. I feel like those things are all kind of working together. We're kind of doing that. I think even the fact that we got, able to get this call going. But I think the big challenge is that when we come together, we have to agree on what the problem is, to agree on what the solution is, and then we have to agree on the application of that solution. And usually when we get to the third part, the application of the solution is when things break down.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes they break down in the problem. Like if people don't really, I think we can all generally agree, any pastor in this region can generally agree that this place is got some need for God to show up and transform the culture. However, so that's one thing. We all kind of agree on that. So we kind of agree kind of what the problem is. And then, okay, well, what's the solution? And, bringing the kingdom of God here, getting people saved, healed, set free, delivered. How do you do that? And now moves into the application of those thoughts. I think the biggest challenge is what I've seen the most. What I think is positive. The sure. testimony I've seen is this: when a core group of leaders hold their plans lightly, when they're willing to shift on a dime for the sake of the other team of, that other church or those two or three other churches that they're working with, because, we've got three churches and we're all relatively small. If all three of our churches showed up together all at once, we still only have about 150 people. Okay. So it's like it's not a big group. But what I've noticed is that we have to constantly be kind of checking in, having a culture of honor, saying, I want to do this, but I don't want to do it on the day your guys are doing that. I don't want to pull the same people from this. So we kind of need each other. We work well together. We recognize that we need each other. And as long as we keep that, it's good. Now, the hard part is that when you're separate organizations, you have leadership teams, and those leadership teams are full of hungry people who want to do something. So you start planning your calendar and your schedule. And then your other church that you want to work with starts planning their calendar and their schedule. And then all of a sudden your calendars and schedules don't work together anymore. And now you're vying for the same resources, the same time slots, the same people groups, the same facilities sometimes. And that's where you start getting all into the conflict. And I think, so that's where I've seen the challenges, but I also see I'm a part of a group of really humble apostolic leaders who are saying, I'm going to set aside what I had initially thought to do because what I see God working through you and mm-hmm. that idea. And I'm going to like drop what I'm doing and do that with you. And that's where I've seen a lot of just a lot of camaraderie, a lot of working together, a lot of unity. And I think the primary place of that is just prayer. Like we pray together a lot and we sure. really, and that just kind of helps. And when I see the fire on Jesse or I see the fire on Ken and there's something that God's called them to do, I can go, okay, God's on that. And I have this other idea, but that idea is better. And I'm willing to drop my idea. I'm willing to humbly say, I'm going to follow you this time. And this is kind of like almost like military leadership where you're saying like, okay, you're the leader in this group and this thing. Okay, now I'll be the leader, and then we pass leadership around for different things where we're championing what we're good at, type of thing. So that's a lot to say, but those are the kind of things I've been part of this kind of thing for a while. I think so. One last thing. The big thing I think is even when you get into discussion of principalities,
yeah.
Okay, that right there, I'll lose half the people I'm talking to in this region because they. Yeah. They don't want to go there. They know it's true, but they don't want to talk about demons. They don't want to talk about principalities. They've heard horror stories or they've been a part of them. So that's, I think everybody on this call is pretty clear. There are demons and principalities that are at work and where we want to see them lose their stronghold. So,
and Brandon, to be clear, that's not something I usually introduce at all. I just knew this was a leadership. This is a pretty high caliber leadership core. And so I'm just kind of sharing that as a context. But no, if you lead with that or you come up with some spiritual warfare strategy, you're going to have people looking for the exits. Right. They just don't want to go there. Hey, you use the phrase culture of honor. It's one of my favorite core phrases. That's Philippians 2. How do you live Philippians 2? To virtually honor one another, prefer one another. That's the heart of a lot of this. A core movement, one of the stronger movements is Kansas City. Gary Schmitz is the guy on the ground there. Lifelong friends with Mike Bickle. Okay, but Mike Bickle and IHOP is not directly part of what's happening on the ground. So Gary would say this: we need to become deep-spirited friends. Okay, and that's the message, Philippians 2. That's Eugene Peterson's translation. Be deep-spirited friends. You know, Anglos with African Americans, with Latinos, men, women, old, young, deep-spirited friends. And then out of that, that develops this culture of honor and deferring to one another, even preferring one another. And so here's a Gary Schmitz phrase: we're friends, we pray together, we listen for the Holy Spirit, and we proceed forward at the speed of trust.
I like that.
Okay. Your trust. This whole family thing is all about that, Mark. I know that when we had met for the first time and had our breakfast together, that family relationship was definitely there. The frustrating piece for me, I know, is just we don't have these opportunities to connect that much like this. And Dan and it's really been looking for the apostolic leader. We don't call them that because, like, everybody's talking about it, freaks everybody out when you say someone's apostolic or prophetic or they're evangelist or they're a shepherd or they're a teacher. Well, those two are okay. Those two are okay. Evangelists are even okay. But apostolic and prophetic, we don't even tell them they're that. We just know who they are, try and lift them up, bring them together. So it's a slow family relationship pulled together, guys. I mean, it's been really good. Maybe Terry, you're part of the prayer team. If you could speak to what it's been like to be with the Santa Cruz people, the Monterey people, Salinas people, Santa Cruz people getting together, Terry, just on the prayer side and what that's meant to come together. You're on mute too.
Actually,
okay.
Yeah, I'm unmuted. Actually, it's been awesome. I think being mentored by the Santa Cruz leader, Chris, and in a way that's it stirred me, like, we can do more. Yeah. And how important it is to pray for your city, I mean, your region. But it always goes all the way to the nation, all the way to the world. It always goes there. We can't just stay in our box, but how important it is. And so I am so thankful for all of you guys, that some of you I don't even know, but how through prayer we become united, the two counties. That is just, it's only God. God is so awesome about bringing people together, whether we're intercessors or pastors, but he just brings people into our arena that we need. And I'm so thankful for that.
And Brandon, I was just going to say, there's a pastor, Matt Gersondi. He's down there. He reminds me a ton of Jesse. If they were to meet, they'd be two blonde-headed pastors who are super similar. But he's part of a group. They try and unite about 25 pastors here, all the senior pastors, just senior pastors, with Mark Simmons from SVCC, Salinas Valley Community Church. They try and unite about 25 of the senior pastors down here. So we want to start to bring this together, because I want to see them look at your DNA, what you and Ken and Jesse do together. Because, Tom, I've seen these guys whiteboard and get together and put their own gig, their own thing, their own pet pony aside and follow the greater pet pony, you know, the greater move of God, our dad. And it's been pretty cool. And I think it's starting, it's bubbling, just to give everybody encouragement. And I think Vince is a huge piece of this too. I know there's every face I'm looking at here is probably a huge piece of this. We're pulling this family.
Hey, Taj, let me do that. I feel a prompt here. I'd like to run just 4 minutes of a Tim Keller clip here, a video clip. This goes back to 2016, and this is in my slides. We don't need my slides, you know. Those are there for you. I might reference one or two of them. Okay. But this is 2016, a gathering of 3,000 individuals from 95 countries representing 400 cities. It was called Movement Day Global Cities, right? And so Tim Keller has the current language, I think, that is really the preferred language. He calls these city gospel movements.
Awesome.
And so in terms of definition, I think this is probably the best definition that I'm aware of. And this is on one of the slides, but I just want us to hear this, and then I'll make a couple comments, and then we'll talk about it a little bit.
Okay. Let me go there. I had to get Jeff off. He was sharing here real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Jeff, we want to share a comment first?
No, I took him off. I'm going ahead right now.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Here we go.
Thank you for the kind words about the past, but I've